My Rock of Refuge. Reverend Raghvendra Rao Nevaskar. Tribute. This April of 1958, the year of the publishing of this book, is indeed remarkable. For, exactly 100 years ago, on the 23rd day of the same month, was born a great Indian, Pandita Ramabai, who not only enlightened Maharashtra, but the whole of India. Its 18th day saw the birth of the most humble and respectable Maharishi Annasaheb Karve, and the 9th saw the arrival of the great man of God, Reverend Raghvendra Rao Nevaskar, who served God faithfully, with all integrity and humility of mind, till the last breath of his life. Although he was not a great scholar like Maulvi Hisamuddin Hussain, Reverend Tukaramji Nathuji, Reverend Nilkant Shastri Gaurai, Reverend Dr. Narayan Sheshadri, Reverend Baba Padmanji, or Reverend Dhanji Bhai Noroji, yet Reverend Raghvendra Rao Nevaskar was not less than any of these, as far as his service toward Christ is concerned. His attitude, moreover, can be compared with Ziegenbalg's, who was the first Protestant missionary who came to India. The governor of Trankebar was determined to persecute Ziegenbalg, but the more he tried to persecute him, the more he would maintain his silence. Lastly, he told the governor, "The more you persecute me, the more I will love you." Raghvendra Rao was persecuted when he preached Christ in front of Balaji Temple, near his house. His mother watched while people beat him cruelly. Tears rolled down her cheeks. That mother expressed her sorrow as she mourned the death of her beloved son. "My heart was broken into pieces when I saw people so brutally beating my son, but his face was bright and joyful. He bore all this persecution and departed in peace." Miss Hawe, the missionary of Pod, testifies about Raghvendra Rao. "He was a man of humility. He did not know what anger is." Dr. Greenfield wrote, "As he came to understand the printing and publishing of this autobiography, publishing of this autobiography is very necessary and urgent. He was an extraordinary man among the Christians in Maharashtra. I still remember the happy moments I spent with him and with Miss Hawe at Pod. He taught me the Marathi language, culture, and the way one should behave with the people of the village. He was gifted by God for the ministry among the rural areas. I am eagerly waiting for the printing and publishing of this book." Raghvendra Rao's son says he hardly got angry. To anyone who got angry with him, he said, "Brother, calm down. You will be sure when you come to know the reality." In 1927, I got the manuscript of the autobiography of Raghvendra Rao. At that time, I was the editor of Gyanodaya and started a series named Christians in Bini. I felt that very moment that if this autobiography could be published as a book, it would be a tremendous blessing for many. But God's appointed time for its publication comes today, after 31 years, and this time is also favorable for this work. If nothing else is taken into account, this year is the birth centenary of the author. This compelling fact makes this time beautiful for the publishing of this book. Writing an autobiography is not an easy job. Many a times it is difficult for an author not to play the role of an advocate. He tries to justify himself, even if he has done injustice. He tries to cover up all his wrongdoings against his counterpart. But Reverend Nevaskar is far from such low acts. There is no place for self-pity or self-glory in his writing. He gives all the glory to God, who enabled him to face the difficult situations in his life and in the ministry. In order to test the deity of Vithoba at Pandharpur, Raghvendra Rao walked along with his uncle and reached Pandharpur with great difficulty. Likewise, he also had visited few other holy places, so as to see and experience if he could get peace of mind. But before he could do this, he had examined the deity of Venkatesh at his home, of which he writes, "Regarding the idol of Venkatesh, I had deep regards, and I believed that there must be some truth in it. But my faith in that idol was completely gone when one day, I tested it." Raghvendra Rao never liked to blow his own trumpet. Therefore, it is very difficult to see clearly the fruit of his ministry, physically. Nevertheless, information collected from reliable sources tell that up to his ordination, that is, up to 1916, through his ministry 79 people came to be disciples of Christ and 30 people were baptized by him. While it is true that one should not give importance to the number, it is necessary to have milestones to determine the distance traveled. If not hundreds, at least 100 people believed his words, which are enough to prove that he was a humble yet an effective preacher of God's word. His income was very little, but he had learned how to manage his family within the limited income. He never murmured about his meager earning. He was a man of contentment. He always rushed to help the poor and needy. Sometimes he borrowed money from others to help the needy, and then he paid back the lender. It happened so often. But these acts never came to the limelight, because he strongly believed the words of the Savior regarding giving: the left hand should not know what the right hand has done. In both appearance and character, he was not a showy Christian. He always appeared Indian in his dressing, but he revealed Christ through his behavior and life. He never hid his Christianity. Once he had to go to Kolhapur for some work. As he came out of the railway station, he was looking for a place where he could drink some tea. He came across a hotel of a Brahman. "Can I get tea?" asked Raghavendra Rao. "Yes, sir." "You will get tea and snacks as well," replied the man from inside. "I am a Christian. If you don't have any objection, I will come in." "But you don't look a Christian." "Though I don't look like a Christian, yet I am a true Christian. I will not hide my religion even for a small cup of tea." This innkeeper called him inside the house as soon as he saw Raghavendra Rao and said, "Water is being made hot. Would you like to take bath?" Then he took him to the upper chamber. After having tea, he also insisted that he come for lunch. As he sat for lunch, the innkeeper touched his feet and also sat along with him for lunch. Raghavendra Rao responded, "Why are you bowing down before me? I am not God." This innkeeper was once upon a time a helpless boy whom Raghavendra Rao had helped. He had not forgotten that good turn. But Raghavendra Rao did not recognize that he was Atmaram, and therefore he had clarified to him that he was a Christian. Someone might say, "What is so special about testifying one as a Christian?" Today in 1958, it is easy to be called a Christian, but in those days, the situation was quite different. 60 years ago, if any Christian entered into the house of a Brahman, he could sit down only after the Brahman had departed. Even the road the Christians walked needed to be purified. Today we may have difficulty accepting this reality. Can you imagine now how much courage it required to bear the name of Christ? One thing marks the character of Raghavendra Rao: he was a man of loyalty and integrity. As mentioned earlier, he was never an outward Christian, but his Christianity was directly connected to his inner being. In his old age, he read the Bible regularly. He especially often asked his son and daughter-in-law to read Romans 8:15-39. While this scripture was read, tears of joy rolled down his cheeks. There was an expression of satisfaction on his face. God had counted him worthy to suffer affliction for his name's sake. This very thought delighted him in the midst of all agony and pain. The words themselves are full of comfort. "Who can separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? As it is written, 'For your sake we are being killed all the day long, we are regarded as the sheep to be slaughtered.' No. No. In all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." With great peace of mind, Raghavendra Rao entered into the presence of God on 6th August 1921. "Overcoming death, overcoming death." He breathed his last. The words written on his tombstone express the summation of his Christian life. "Kept by the power of God," 1 Peter 1, 5. Nashik, 9th April 1958. Devdutt N. Tilak.